Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud up, what do you got?
Call me now.
So, we've been talking about documentaries. I talked about Kanye's yesterday, and I actually read that Miss Cleo, who unfortunately passed away in 2016 of cancer, is having a docuseries or a documentary done of her that it's in the works. You know, as you guys all know, she was the famous psychic. I mean, her commercials were everywhere, and like I did the little
track, call me now.
The call me now, and you would get your future told, right? Apparently. It's going to go into her life and then her coming out as well, and kind of how everything came crashing down for her in 2002 when the FTC, I believe that it was, they went after the network. They accused the network and the owners of deceptive advertising, billing, and collections. So I'm actually really interested because when I was little, that was like my thing. I used to love imitating the call me now, even though I never got it right. So I'm super stoked. There's no actual air date for the documentary, but I will keep you guys posted.
Okay, cool. I'm in on that.
I love it. I mean, there was no way you wouldn't hear that call me now and you didn't know who that was.
Miss Cleo, yo.
It's such a smart idea. Think about it. It's like, who are all these people watching television? Man, their lives are miserable. You know what, though? I'm going to sell them hope. Hey, people, you watching on TV right now, the same person that buys exercise equipment that never uses it in their house. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You want to know your future? Call me now.
Call me now.
Just did you say it was an excellent idea?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was like brilliant, right? Wasn't it? I mean, didn't it?
I mean, it was a crime, Cap. It was a crime. Like Laura said, it was a big scandal because you can't just lie to people.
Well, I'm just telling you that people called and spent money on it.
Yeah, I think that the stuff with her, you know, the fraud that was, I mean, because of the false promises, I get it. But you also kind of have to be smart enough to realize no one's gonna be able to tell your future. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, people, but like,
okay. So I read a little bit of the article and the story, and they talk a lot about how she was really manipulated and used, and it happens a lot to, you know, women of color and how they're put out there like that. So it talks about how she, you know, was put out there as a fraud, but it had a lot to do with the network, and we don't talk about that. And that's why I'm interested in the documentary, because we're going to get to see that side that we didn't really get a story behind.
Yeah, it does sound interesting. I'm you guys have got me interested in it now. I'm curious. Hey, George, by the way, did you see what just happened at the All-Star Celebrity Game?
No, what happened?
Oh, this is big news. Big what? News. You want to know who the MVP of the All-Star Celebrity Game was?
Was it Myles Garrett?
Nope.
Who was it?
My man, Alex Toussaint, my Peloton instructor. What's up, big dog? Yeah, Club Bangers tonight, baby. We're going to do a 45-minute Club Bangers. What's up, big dog? Do you. Be free. Have fun. Let go. Yeah.
Wow.
It's my Peloton instructor right there.
That is what I thought I didn't need to know or hear from Cav.
I know. It's not. It's
a lot
not
of applause Madame going on today.
I have no control over the applause today.
I know. It's not Madame Tussaud and her you know, fake psychic line or whatever. I know. It's what? Alex Toussaint.
Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo. Yeah, I was like, what just happened? Yeah. How did you change your name?
Miss Cleo, Adam Tussaud. I don't know who the hell she is at this point.
Ah! Yeah, pretty much. Thank you.
I got
that's
it.
That's my
I got
favorite
it.
Sound
gotcha.
Effect. Thank you. It's my favorite one.
I still would totally be in on the documentary to see that because it was a big, like, cultural thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was a cultural phenomenon. Like, everybody knew who Miss Cleo was. So, And I think they were suing her for like 360 or 370, $400 million, something crazy like that.
Wow. Yeah, it was I believe 500.
Oh, it was 500?
Had 500 million. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
Have you ever seen the one about Walter Mercado, the Mucho Mucho?
Oh, I have. It's it's very good.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Wait, who's Walter Mercado? What?
Wait, what?
Whoa.
How does Lindsay know who Walter Mercado is and you don't?
Well, tell me. I don't know.
Wait a second. You grew up in South Florida, like where he was bigger than anywhere. Like he lived there.
Doesn't sound familiar. Tell me what the deal is.
Bro.
What, bro?
He was like one of these like astrologist types. You know what I mean? Like, and he had like a weekly show on like Univision. It was like a big thing. Like, it was like as big as like Sábado Gigante, except on a different time.
Also, yeah, Sedano has literally said goodbye on the show.
Yes.
How he used to. Yes. And you've never asked to quit. He's mentioned Walter Mercado and that documentary multiple times. And
never
I think.
No,
absolutely.
And I think that you've actually said, oh, yeah, that was pretty good or something like that. I'm going to look for receipts for this.
If Laura finds this, go spend your time.
Go for it.
Right?
Ultimate. Is the ultimate LOL laugh out loud moment on you.
Okay. Well, listen, I challenge Laura to find what she says.
Yeah, challenge.
I know. I got myself into that. You did.
Because you're going to find that you're wrong. That's okay. I don't know who it is, George. I don't recall ever commenting about this, and I don't know who it is. What's the person's name?
What's that?
What's
Walter
the person's
Mercado.
Name? And what did he do?
He was like an astrologist in Spanish.
Yeah. No, I got nothing on it.
Wow. How does Lindsay know that? Lindsay, how do you know him?
Well, I mean, like, just, like, flipping around on channels, I feel like, when I was younger.
Right.
And then, so then when I saw the documentary, I was like, oh, I kind of remember that guy. So I watched it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I do. Just flipping around on TV.
Wow, when I flipped around the TV, I saw guys like Body by Jake. Hey, let's work on the Abba Dabbas. Let's work on the Batissimo. Let's work on, you know, the Trimans and the Bimans. You know, I was watching exercise infomercials, exercise equipment infomercials. Tony Little with the, what was the name of his, the Gazelle, where it was kind of like a, like a treadmill kind of thing. I know all those guys, but I don't know the psychic guys.
What did you call the Batissimo?
Yeah, the Batissimo. That's right. That's Body by Jake Steinfeld. That's right. He called the Tuchus. He would say, let's work the Batissimo.
Okay.
And the Trimans and the Bimans and the Hammies. Mm. And the Quadzillas. Mm-hmm. You know, he had little nicknames for all the different body parts. Abba Dabbas. It's true.
All right, that is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right. So, Cap, we spent a lot of time talking about the Lakers as we head into the All-Star break this weekend. And do you believe that it is possible that they can build, after this season, a championship contender with LeBron and AD on the roster as current, you know, with their salary situation?
So my answer is no. And it's not like my answer is no. I really feel like the way you're asking me the question, George, is can they build a championship roster around LeBron and AD? My answer is no, because Anthony Davis is going to be hurt every year for half the season. And we don't know when it's going to be. Early, late, playoffs, regular season. We don't know. But what we do know is that Anthony Davis is always going to be hurt. Not trying to ridicule the guy. Okay? It's not personal. It's just an observation. It's a statistical fact. The guy's body will not hold up. So when you ask me, can they build a championship team around these two guys? My answer is no.
Yeah, I don't think, and we kind of alluded to this the other day, like I think that you're going to have to trade Anthony Davis and try to rebuild that way, because he's, you know, as far as players are concerned, like if you're going to try to rebuild this thing on the fly, your best bet is to eventually trade Anthony Davis.
I know a lot of people will hear you say that, and 2 years ago, if you would have ever suggested that, people would be like, you can't trade AD, but it's different now. It's two straight seasons where he's chronically injured, and it's Achilles, it's back, it's knee, it's foot, ankle. the guy's body is just not going to hold up. And then the next part of all of this is this, George. Let's say you do trade Anthony Davis because you're still trying to build a championship around LeBron James. Well, you keep changing out this roster every year. What do you think? All of a sudden, just one year, they're going to get the chemistry right and they're going to have the roster right and boom, just they become champions. They're not. This team right here is a collection of individuals. It is the furthest thing from a team. It takes a team. So I question whether or not they can build a team in enough time before LeBron is actually done. What do you say to that?
So you're saying that LeBron's done winning titles is what you're saying.
I'm saying that the Lakers organizationally may not be able to help LeBron win any more titles because they've changed the roster too many times over the course of the last two seasons. Once they won the bubble, then they've changed the roster two straight years. And it's not just like two or three pieces. It's everything. So what are they going to do next year? Change the entire roster again. And then all of a sudden, bang, they just win a championship.
I think your best shot at doing it is, I think they could do it if they traded Anthony Davis for the right players.
Think about what you're saying. 2 years ago, you couldn't even say something like this. But now, I think most Laker fans would agree. Because when they saw him the other night twist his foot, and the whole crowd made that sound. You know that sound I'm talking about, right? Anybody? Does anybody know the sound?
I'll do it live. Ah!
Yeah, that sound right there. Like, there he is, hurt again. I think most.
There it is.
Yep. I think most Laker fans would say it's time to trade Anthony Davis. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you'll tell me I'm wrong. Maybe there's a lot of people that will call and go, no. You never trade Anthony Davis. He's too talented. He's got two. You don't do that. I disagree. I think you should do it. Will LeBron let it happen?
Why wouldn't he let it happen?
Because Anthony Davis is LeBron's guy.
I mean, so was Dwayne Wade. He was like his best friend, and he left him, and then when he got him in Cleveland later, he traded him away too. So what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. This is a LeBron production.
No, but I just told you, he literally left his best friend and went back to Cleveland.
Yeah, but he left his best friend because he joined his best friend's team, you know?
Right, but again, he LeBron, friendships and business are not the same thing to him. I mean, that seems fairly clear, no, based on his history?
I don't know. When it comes to Anthony Davis, it seems like LeBron...
Why is that any different than leaving Dwayne Wade?
Well, because he hasn't left Anthony Davis yet.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if he did that, someone he legitimately has been friends with since he was a child, basically. Right? and yes, he joined his team, but what does that have to do with anything? They have way more history than him and AD.
Well, I'm just saying, it just looks to me like LeBron has plucked AD out of New Orleans. They've won a championship together. When you talk about LeBron having an opinion about the roster, it's not just LeBron, it's LeBron.
Do you not
AD.
Believe that LeBron has this kind of you don't think he can separate business from friendship? Like,
I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying that.
I mean, he's done it multiple times over.
All right, but he hasn't done it yet to AD. Now, when
okay,
when
that's
AD,
fine.
That'll
but
be
I'm just saying, like the history.
But they're
of
not
some,
even that good of friends,
right? Like the history. Like here's the thing: the history of someone will tell you what the likelihood of a potential situation would be.
Well, great. If LeBron has determined, like I know I have determined, that Anthony Davis can't stay healthy and therefore he can't help LeBron win another championship, if LeBron has come to that conclusion and LeBron is ready to move on without AD, great. Awesome. Do it.
Why don't you tell LeBron then?
LeBron, I know you're driving around right now. I know you're listening.
No, he's not. He's in Cleveland.
LeBron, I know you're in Cleveland right now and you're listening on the app, which is great. Thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. LeBron, if you are done with Anthony Davis, if you've come to the conclusion that he can't stay healthy and he can't help you win a championship, then bro, move on. All right? He's expendable. You're not.
Do you think LeBron should say the same thing to you about Rachel?
You know, you've got me actually thinking right. I mean, that was a real pause where I really had to take some time to think about that. He might. He was a smart guy.
Shots
you think I should break up with AD?
Fired.
You break up with Rachel then.
Mm-hmm. Shots fired.
By who?
By me. Coming up next.
I thought those were shots by LeBron.
Well, or it could be both. Yeah. Coming up next, baseball's got to stop the nonsense already. Like, let's just get to this. We're just gonna lay it all out here for everybody. Okay,
let's do it. We're gonna
do that coming up in a couple minutes. We got about a 2.5-3 minute break here.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Now, I know that you're friends with the director. What's his name? Or the producer?
His name is Doug Ellen.
Doug Ellen, who we follow each other on Twitter, but we've never met. I guess he follows because he knows I'm a big fan of Entourage. I've told you, I've rewatched the first several seasons of it. Now, granted, there's obviously some stuff now that I mean, it's still HBO, so crazy. You can still do crazy things on HBO, but it. It's still, like, the first three seasons, like, just the characters are really interesting, I think. And then it felt like they tried to do too much beyond that, like, after that, for me. But I still watched every week until the last episode, and I saw the damn movie.
I never saw the movie, but, I watched the entire series. But I will say that I see my guy, Doug Ellen. He's got Charlie Sheen, and he's got Johnny Drama, and he's got... He's got some read going on at his house,
Kevin,
and he's got some
Kevin,
new project.
Kevin Connolly, I believe.
Kevin Connolly, yes. Yeah. Right.
And he was at the party I was at. The Megan Thee Stallion was at the Fanatics party. Ooh.
Kevin Connolly, he's I can tell you that their media company, it's called, I think, Action Park Media.
Yeah.
They're the ones that were producing the Kelly Stafford podcast. So they
have their own podcast. The
right. So they got really yeah. deep into the Rams this year. So that whole crew.
They're big sports guys. Yeah. I remember I was in West Hollywood one time. A buddy of mine was in town. He was spending, you know, he was at one of those hotels down there. And he's like, yo, meet me at this sports bar or whatever. And we were watching, I'll never forget, it was like Monday Night Football. I was doing the morning show with Keyshawn and LZ at the time. And we went in there and he walked in and he was watching the game at the bar with his buddies. Like, it just, you know, he's a big sports guy. I mean, we know. And I told you, he directed a 30 for 30 on the New York Islanders.
Yeah. Well, that's why all those guys that were sports celebrities were making appearances on Entourage.
Oh, they loved the show.
Because, right. Because the guys who were running the show were like, who do we want to have on? That's awesome. Yeah. Where do we want to go do the show from? Right. And it just turned into like that kind of fun. We can go anywhere we want. We can get anybody we want on the show.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Well, can we talk about what happened during the break here with you, me, and the girls? So I'm watching TV, and I was watching the celebrity game on ESPN, and it's now switched to college gymnastics. And I'm like, you know, look, college gymnastics is cool. Not something I'd probably be, you know, it's like, I don't know if it's something I can watch without the sound on particularly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm like, okay. So I'm flipping around. I'm like, there's some bad college games on, and like, not really into that. As much as I love basketball, and I'm flipping around, I'm like, oh, there's like a baseball game from like 1987 on MLB Network because there's no baseball, which we'll get to in a second. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I haven't flipped on the NHL Network all season. Let me see what's going on with hockey. It's like, you know, one of these shows, they just flip around all the games. It's like a red zone, basically, right? And then you said to me, why don't you watch the Olympics? And I'm like, nah, the Winter Olympics just aren't for me. Like, you know, I'm just not interested. And, you know, it has nothing, you know, look, I know people are like, oh, China, NBA, but I just don't like watching the Winter Olympics. It didn't matter if it was in Lillehammer in 1994 or in Beijing in 2022. Like, it's just not my thing. Maybe I'll watch like a second of it here or there, but it's just never really been something I've been into. Now, the summer games, I'm all in, all the time. And maybe it's because I grew up around those sports. I didn't grow up around skiing and hockey necessarily, although I'm watching professional hockey now, but I have a modicum of interest there with them. But the funny thing was, you literally kept coming back to, well, why don't you just watch the Olympics? And I'm like, and Laura said, what?
I said, Kaplan, you are like that 5-year-old that is like, you tell them no, and they're like, why? And they're like,
but
no.
But why? And it's like, I just bleeping told you why 3 different times.
No. I counted. It was 5. I literally counted. He asked you five times or told you to watch
so
the Olympics.
The question is, what the hell is wrong with you?
No, now hold on a second here. Hold on. USA. 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 I mean, this is the Olympic
Listen,
Games.
I get it. I will drape myself in the flag when the young lady from Florida won the speed skating and she became the first African-American to win the speed skating gold for the U.S. I thought that was awesome. So I tuned in for a second to watch that, and then I was out. Like, that's it. Like, I was out. And the other part of the equation is, and this has been some of the issues with some of the summer games in the past as well with me, is the time differences is always weird. Now, I will watch the summer games, even though I may know the result, again, because I'm more interested in track and field and volleyball or tennis or softball or whatever the hell.
Oh,
because
nonsense.
I've played those sports before.
Yeah, I'm sure you're sitting around watching a bunch of Olympic softball during the summer.
I have. You're like, hey, as a matter of fact,
hey,
I have.
Hey, listen, I would love to go to a tequila tasting tonight, but I can't because Finland is playing the
USA.
Well,
you're not invited, so there's that part of the equation,
in softball.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but you see,
I have.
Laura, you're
you
too get, quick,
On
Laura,
the summer games, I'm in. I'm in on anything on the
I'm
summer.
Winning,
I've,
dude.
I'll tell you this. I've even watched the ping pong crap. In the Summer Olympics.
That is not ping pong, George. Respect these athletes.
Table tennis.
That is table tennis you're looking at. So here's what I'm saying. So you're looking around. Okay, the celebrity game ends.
Right.
Gymnastics comes on. You're not into gymnastics. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
There's an old baseball game from 1985. I'm not interested in that.
No.
Next.
NHL, here we go.
Right, and then a college basketball game, no. Okay, NHL.
Well, it wasn't even like a good, like, Power 5 games. Like, it's just like
so you finally found a little something you were interested in, the NHL. I'm saying to you, hey, look, why not give the Winter Games a chance? I'm watching right now what is called freestyle skiing, where it's the skier who's got, he's got on skis and poles, but he's in the same half pipe that they would use for snowboarding. And these are incredible athletes. I'm watching Aaron Blunk's parents in Park City, Utah, and Aaron Blunk's family in Edwards, Colorado. They're all cheering for this guy. The guy's been working for years
to make
it to the
Winter
Games.
I'm super happy for him. I don't want to watch, though.
Well,
I'm telling
you, these are
interesting
sports. They're fun to watch, especially when we don't
see
them
all the time. But I know nothing about them. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. If you watched you'd appreciate it.
You know what I watched? I watched a few minutes of the dudes doing the half pike or whatever on the snowboarding. I'm telling you, I've watched a grand total of less than an hour of Winter Olympics, and it has been specific things that I have tuned in for because there's an American that can win, and I've watched it. But outside of that, not interested.
Yeah, see, I love the Winter Olympics, and I love skiing.
And again, I could watch hockey there, but I could also I'd rather watch the professionals play in the NHL.
Kaplan.
If that's what I'm going to watch.
Laura. What,
I have
Laura,
a quick question.
Let's hear your biting criticism about my desire to have
George
open
his
mind
pause
as
for
a sports
second?
Fan.
Lindsay,
let's hear what you have to say, Laura.
Wait, before we get to that. Lindsay, am I insane or like him literally trying to convince me now for a sixth time is more insane?
No, you're not insane. I mean, I'm just sitting here, you know, just letting you guys argue. Cap keeps asking the same thing over and over and over again, and then asking Laura to back it up, which then she's then, you know, saying the opposite. So I don't get this conversation anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you get it at all, because that's clearly not even close to what was happening. So
I mean, that's kind of what was happening.
Yeah. You said the same thing like 10 times. You keep trying to like, you literally did the exact same thing you did during the commercial break. You're trying to sell him on something he's just not interested in.
Right.
No interest.
Right.
Zero.
The man has no interest, and I am saying, look, the Winter Olympics are something that are going on right now, and let's face it.
And he's saying, yeah, I know, and I'm not interested
right.
in it.
And by the way, listen,
thing.
George, you're not the only guy in America who's not interested. It is fascinating to me how completely uninterested America seems to be in the Winter Games. And I don't know if it's like you where people are like, oh, you know, freestyle skiing, I'm not really that into it. Or I don't know if it is the China thing or if it's, you know, they've built these places in the middle of these stack pipe nuclear power plants. I have no idea why it is, but I know you're in the majority. But when you're looking around and you're trying to figure out gymnastics, old baseball games, I'm presenting to you an option, which is
I'm watching live hockey. They're literally flipping around from game to game. Let it go, yes.
Seriously, dude, I just wanted to know why won't you let it go? Just why?
want the man to be a little bit more open-minded. That's why.
Why, Cap? Why?
Why don't you watch? Why don't you watch the NHL right now? You got Chicago and Dallas 0-0 at the beginning of the second period.
Why?
How about the Vegas Golden Knights and the Kings? They're playing tonight. Both teams are really good this year.
Why?
Not interested. Not interested.
Why not?
Not interested. I didn't grow up playing it, so no, I'm not interested.
I didn't either. But at least I know. I know some of. At least I know who the athletes are more intimately.
I have no idea who any of the athletes are playing in the NHL, and I don't know who any of these athletes are at the Winter Olympics.
Why?
Why don't I?
Yeah.
I mean, you literally just told me the life story of one guy.
No, I just told you his name because it flashed up on the screen.
No, but you told me where he's from and his family and
yada,
yada.
They showed that on the screen, so I just read it off the screen.
Then there you go.
Yeah.
So why, Cap? Yeah.
Why what, listen, Laura?
I'm just summer games, I'm here. I'm all in. I literally will fall asleep watching it. Like that, I will stay up to 1 in the morning watching stuff in the summer games. It's just not the Winter Olympics, not for me.
All right, listen, all I was saying was you didn't want to watch gymnastics. You didn't want to watch old baseball games. I'm presenting an option, USA, USA.
And that's he said all. No 5 times.
Oh, who cares
six.
What he said?
Now
yeah,
6.
Who cares?
Let it go.
What do you care?
Let it go.
What do you care, Laura?
Let it go. I don't even know the damn song, but let it go, man.
You let it go, girl.
Dude.
You let it go,
dude. Me and Lindsay were like, seriously, like, how long do you think he's going to go?
Yeah.
Until he lets it go. And it apparently, you know, we're a segment deep and you're still not letting it go.
I'm not going to let it go. George should put a little bit of time into freestyle skiing and he should give these athletes their due.
The slalom. I'll watch that tonight. All right.
How about
big
giant slalom?
Giant slalom. Yeah, big deal or no deal. I'd rather have a giant salmon right now instead of a slalom. All right. Big deal or no deal is next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you, Christopher. Cap, if it makes you feel any better, I've switched over to the Rising Stars game. Team Isaiah Thomas versus Team Big Game James Worthy coaching this one. So there you go.
You know, and by the way, this is something we can agree on. I've left the Winter Olympics to come join you over at the Rising Stars game.
Yeah, team, they're tied right now, the two teams. Although Big Game James's team just took the lead on a alley-oop dunk by Cole Anthony, son of Greg.
You're ahead of me.
Yeah. All right, Linz, what do you got?
All right, so the college football playoffs executive director announced earlier today that the playoff format is not going to be expanded, and Chewy does not like that.
Chewy, you got a real problem with that. Is that a big deal or no deal, Chewy?
He seems to have a problem because his ball is stuck behind the door. So, the CFP is going to stay at 4 teams through the remainder of the contract, which runs through the 2025 season. Is this a big deal or no deal, Cap?
That it's going to stay exactly as is?
Yes.
Yeah, it is a big deal because so many people, I know I put myself in this camp, we would love to see the college football playoff extended, mostly because when it's just 4 teams, it always seems to be about the same 4 teams, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Clemson, I mean, these kinds of teams. I would love to see the college football playoff expand. So if it's going to stay the same for until what year, Linz?
2025.
Yeah, that is a big deal to me.
No deal for me. I don't think there are 8 teams that are worthy, to be honest with you. Like, I as much as I would like to see it expanded, until I see a season where there are 6 or 7 or 8 teams worthy, then I will feel like I can change my position. But at the moment, it just hasn't been. Like, even the 4 seed hasn't been all that competitive. These games have not been competitive enough. Now, I do think with USC, with Lincoln Riley, I think that can change. I think Mario Cristobal at Miami makes things more interesting with the ACC, where you can have multiple teams now or different types of teams in that mix. Teams that I think bring eyeballs to the table, too, particularly those two. I think that that could change some stuff. But until I see teams like that make a real impact, I'm good. No deal.
You're good with an SEC championship every year?
Well, tell me who can compete against them.
And no, then that's what it is, though. That's just what it is. You know?
Right, but until Lincoln Riley or Mario Cristobal or somebody at Notre Dame or Texas or one of the – or Texas A&M even with Jimbo Fisher, right? Until one of those schools, even though they're SEC, actually, Texas A&M, so they shouldn't count. But Texas, you know, USC, Miami, Notre Dame, until one of those types of teams can show that they can consistently be there and compete with those type of teams – then I don't know. Like, we're just going to keep seeing blowouts. So yeah, why expand it?
I would like to see it go to at least 8 teams, because then maybe the possibility exists of big upsets. And again, we talked about earlier today about like the NCAA tournament and looking for a Cinderella. If you go deep into 8 teams, who knows if one of those 8 teams gets hot at the right time of the year? That would be exciting. Right, yeah. Now, I think the college football playoffs are a little boring.
Bro, this ain't the NFL, man. Like, yeah. It's not. Again, I think maybe in a couple years, when Lincoln Riley's got it going and a couple of these other schools got it going again, I think maybe we could talk about that. But by then, it'll be 2025 and we can revisit it, but not right now.
All right, let's keep rolling.
I was going to say, didn't you guys love seeing Cincinnati just get completely, you know, the great, wonderful
mollywopped
story?
Yeah,
that
mollywopped.
Everybody was fighting so hard. Oh, they deserve it. They deserve it. Even though like half the people said, nope, they don't deserve it. They didn't deserve it. That was a waste of time. All right, next one. So a recent survey by a Vegas insider polled hundreds of NBA fans about fan and player behavior. And according to their data, Lakers fans were the number one worst behaved. LeBron James and Russell Westbrook were also named the number one and number two worst behaved players in the NBA. Hmm. Is this a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
it's no deal, because if you have been on the internet, you would know that you don't want to mess with the Lakers because their Twitter is insane. It's like a beehive. It's like the Bayhive. It's like Riri's army. Same kind of concept. You better be careful what you say on those internet streets.
Is that what this is about? Internet behavior? When we talk about fan behavior?
I mean, I'm assuming that's what it is. Yes.
They said that like the biggest infraction of Lakers fans is yelling at other fans. So whether that's like online or at games, you know, apparently they have bad manners because they like to yell at people. Mm.
Well, I like the other part of it, which is that LeBron and Russell Westbrook, what are they considered? They're the...
the worst behaved.
The
players.
Worst behaved players in the NBA? I find that very interesting and very funny that they're considered the worst behaved players in the NBA. I never really thought about that category. Like, if somebody said to me, who's the worst behaved player in the NBA? I'd be like, I don't really know. How do we judge that? I guess LeBron and Russ, though. Not well behaved.
So do you think it's a big deal or no deal?
Nah, I think it's no deal.
Okay. All right, next.
Charles Barkley long maintained that he doesn't want to work on inside the NBA into his old age. And this week, he put a date on his retirement. During a recent radio interview, he said that he's planning on calling it quits at the end of his current contract. He said it runs out in 2 years, which would be at the end of the 2023/24 season. So is Charles Barkley leaving TV in 2 years a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
It would be a big deal. He's also said this before and then signed another deal. So I'm saying this because I want to project that Charles is still around because I love Charles. And that show is funny. Not because that show is funny with all of them together, but I think the catalyst of that funny more times than not is Charles.
Yep. I agree. See, to me, this is a big deal because if Charles does decide to leave this show, look, I just don't think it survives the way it currently is. You got to find another character, because you're right, George. He is the catalyst. He's the guy that stirs the drink. Shaq's great, and him and Shaq going back and forth is great. Kenny doesn't take any crap from him. That's hilarious. Ernie's great. But without Charles Barkley, that is a very, very different show.
Yeah, of course. So, I think the show certainly survives. It just, I don't know if it becomes the cultural phenomenon that it became without him.
He said today, I heard him talking about it, and he said he's got a granddaughter that's due in a couple of weeks. And he goes, well, once you become, you know, a grandpa, you're officially old. And he said that he's been working, you know, nonstop for however many years now. And he wants to be able to enjoy spending time with his family and enjoy watching his grandkid grow up. So, you know, maybe he really will retire. I hope he doesn't, but it sounds like he might.
I get it. Charles also got a lot of other interests, too. He's got, you know, we were talking about tequila. He's got, like, a vodka company, he told me the last time I spoke to him. He's got a lot of stuff going on. So, yeah,
How old is Charles? What do you think he is? Probably 60?
He's in his 60s.
Yeah. I was going to say he's in his early 60s. Yeah. You got all that money. You got all that fame. You love playing golf. You have other business interests. You don't need to work. Doesn't necessarily overly.
He's 58.
Oh, yeah? Doesn't seem like he's overly interested at times. So get on with it, man. Enjoy it.
I mean, listen, I'm not working until, like, in my 60s. Like, I will. There, I have a time frame in my head. And, you know, clearly I'm only 44, so there's plenty to go. But there will be a stage where I'll be like, all right, I'm out.
Do you have a goal?
Do I have a goal?
A goal is in terms of like when you want to stop working the way you work right now.
Great question. Let me see. 2038 would be 25 years at ESPN. That'd be a great run.
Wow, 2038. You got a long-term goal.
Yeah. And in 2038, I would be 16. I'd be 60 years old. That's it.
So, Cap's age.
We did not establish that yesterday. Boomer, I will accept.
Now, by the way, 60, I have no control. I have no control over that. You know, plenty of other people do. But that would be when I'd like to call it quits, 2038. Mason has said he wants to retire in 2028. So I feel like if I'm here 10 years after Mason, I feel like I've done well.
I have a shorter-term goal than that.
60.
I'm thinking like the next 3 years. I'm thinking three
more
years.
Well, I mean, you'll be 60 by then. Yeah.
Exactly. He'll be 60.
You'll be 63.
He's 60 now.
Yeah, you'll be 63 by then.
63 then, yeah.
You can go check online. Anybody can find out the year of birth. That's no problem.
I mean, you said it. It was 1970, didn't you?
Right.
I just like it because it gets you so
it
heated.
It does annoy you a little bit.
It doesn't get me at all because what I do is I will go to somebody's birthday, and if they're turning 40, I'll get them a card that says 50 just to goof with people. So I kind of get it. It's all good.
Yeah, so 60.
But I will say this. I'm thinking more like 55. You know, I've got this three-year game plan.
Oh, wow. So you're done in 3 years?
I don't know if I'll get there or not, but I've got this three-year thing in mind. I mean, when my
should I think of like Beto Duran as your replacement in 3 years?
I mean, if
like,
you want to think 3 years out, perhaps. I mean, we might have to think about that. But I'm just saying, like, my daughter graduates high school. My youngest graduates high school in 3 years.
Yeah.
When she's done with high school and I'm considered an empty nester, I'd like to have more freedom in my life, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I get it. I get it. But I will also be, both my kids will also be in college by then. Like, my youngest will be in college by then. So that's kind of the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
I once heard Mark Cuban talk about this, and he said, I was never really trying to get wealthy. I was just trying to create the freedom in my life that I wanted.
Sure.
And the wealth came with it, and obviously it created the freedom.
But hashtag Bitcoin. Hashtag Bitcoin is freedom.
Well, that's what I would like. I would like freedom. Yeah. I would like freedom and flexibility.
Did you see this text or this tweet that I just put in the text chat?
Let me take a look.
No.
It says Sedano, at Sedano, Cap in 2038. It's an old man in a walker.
No lies told there.
2038. Let's see here. How old will I be in 2038?
Like 90?
16 more years.
16 more years from today?
76.
I will be 16 more years from
76,
today.
76, right?
How old am I now? I'm 52. I just turned 52.
You'll be 68.
Yesterday. In 16 years, 68.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that he's ignoring me now. Like, what?
I wonder if
become so annoying.
I wonder if Rachel will have broken up with you by then.
Yeah. Probably so. Yeah. Probably so.
Yeah. All right, that is big deal or no deal.
I'm gonna ask Cap, do you know the guy that made Bartolo Colon's gift certificate too?
Do I know the guy that made Bartolo Colon's gift certificate?
Damn.
His birth certificate.
Oh, do I know that guy?
I see what you're doing. Okay.
I don't.
Manu Bol, maybe? You want to tease another one?
Duque Hernandez?
Are these people whose birth certificates are not real? They're not legit?
Well, that people think they were definitely way older. It's a lot of my people, a lot of the Latino people, players who, like, people are like, there's no way that guy is that young. That's nonsense.
You said Google your name, and so it's like, if you Google, like, Bartolo Colon, there's, like, five different ages listed for him.
Yeah. Well, my dad used to always say about Orlando El Duque Hernandez, when he came to the league, they said he was like 30 or 32 or something like that. And my dad's like, hell no. He's like, he's got to be closer to 40 for sure. Like, well, I was watching him play in Cuba.
What was the guy's name? He was a Little League baseball player. Was it?
Danny Almonte.
Danny Almonte, where the guy was like 18 years old and they said that he was like 12.
Yeah.
That was a great 30 for 30 short.
Yeah.
About him. Yeah, it was good.
All right. Speaking of which, baseball. Get it together. We'll discuss in the final segment next.
It's a great song.
I barely remember the movie, Reality Bites. You guys remember that movie?
Yeah, Ben Stiller's in that movie, Winona Ryder. Ethan Hawke, it's a good movie.
Ethan Hawke, yeah, Ethan Hawke, that's who it was.
Janine Garofalo.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that movie is totally up your alley. It's like mid-90s.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in, like, probably since the mid-90s.
Right. What about Office Space? You haven't seen Office Space?
Office Space? Is that, like, does that have something to do with Reality Bites?
No, it's another movie. It's the same. You didn't hear Chris say there was another movie, Office Space.
No, I got caught up in something else. I don't know.
Your girl Jennifer Aniston's in that movie.
I love Jennifer Aniston, and I'm being followed now on Instagram by all kinds of Jennifer Aniston bots. All mostly because she had put out something like last week on her birthday.
Yeah.
On Instagram, and I saw it. So I commented on Instagram. I was like, "Yo, Jen, are you listening to @Sedano, @Cap, @ESPN Los Angeles? You know, I'm kind of professing my adoration for you." And just by commenting on Jennifer Aniston's Instagram, I'm now being followed by a bunch of accounts called Jennifer Aniston 0104, mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston 08012. I mean, it's just, I was like, is this really her? Maybe she's got these like burner accounts and she wants to know who's talking to her. Think it's really her?
No.
I think you're a little out of her age range.
You think so? You think she's too old for me? You think she's too old for me, Linz?
No, not exactly.
I don't know. She's older than I am.
Is she?
Yeah, maybe she likes younger dudes.
You definitely look older.
Wait, she's not over 60. What are you talking about?
Dude, she's out of your league. She was trying to be nice.
Who was?
Lindsay.
How so?
She's a year older than you.
You guys know Jennifer Aniston? You girls know Jennifer?
Oh, yeah. She's my bestie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess you would know that I'm out of her league.
100%.
All right.
Why would... Okay, first of all,
yeah,
you're trying to keep your relationship intact, yet you're out here fishing for Jennifer Aniston.
Fishing. One foot in, one foot out.
You know what I mean? Like, Rachel... No wonder Rachel wants to dump you, man. Damn.
Well, yeah, but you know, like, what if Jennifer Aniston heard me professing my adoration for her on 710?
Stalker. No. She,
really?
I don't... Yes. I mean, chance... Yeah.
Really? That's stalker stuff?
Kind of like Kanye, you know, sending all those roses to his ex, even though they ain't together. I'm like, yo, that's creepy.
Yeah. I love that Bill Murray, by the way. I'm watching this Rising Stars game. The James Worthy team won. They're playing like a little tournament, like a little four-team tournament with all the young players. And Bill Murray is there now. They just showed him on camera. I love that Bill Murray still loves the NBA and is like all at these type of games and these events.
Do you want to go to this? Did you have any desire to go to Cleveland?
No, I've been into enough All-Star games. I don't go at this stage. I don't need to go to them unless I'm literally working. And since I'm not working, I don't need to be there. If it's here in L.A., that'd be different. I might have gone after the show or something. But no, I'm not going to Cleveland. I kind of have a rule at this stage. Like, you know, I've been to enough of these events. And again, if the bosses say, hey, you got to go, I go because I do what I'm told in that regard. But if it's like volunteer, like, no disrespect, Linz. I'm not going to Cleveland. I'm not going to Cold Weather City for this.
Hey, no disrespect taken. I'm from there, and I'm not trying to go back there when it's cold.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't want to go back for this event. But I feel the same way.
Nope, too cold.
Yeah, when the NFL playoffs came around, and I expected to be doing the Rams game on a Monday night football game, and I got a call from the executive producer, and they said, hey, so we already booked the LA crew for Monday night football. Your choice is to either go to the Cincinnati game or to go to the Buffalo game. And I was like, are either of those two teams playing in Miami? They're like, no. I'm like, well, then I ain't going. Because I wasn't going to Cincinnati or Buffalo. No chance. Especially back then when I was following you trying to get all around the country, George, for all these NBA games and all the flights were being canceled and redirected. And I was living your horror stories. I was like, I'm not flying anywhere,
Pat. I have two more away games. I have obviously a lot of LA games coming up, whether it's radio, play-by-play, or sidelines on TV. And it's a trip to it's actually the same week. I have a trip to Milwaukee on a Wednesday night game, and then Sunday afternoon in Boston. But in March, so there's like a decent chance that at least maybe it's not like completely frozen, that maybe it's like 40 degrees, and I'd be okay with it.
Things starting to warm up, thaw out. You were mentioning baseball, and
they
got to
get it together.
Yeah,
this
let's talk about this before we get out of here.
We only have 2 minutes, but it's nonsense. Like, There is not a sport, and I repeatedly say this all the time, there is not a sport that does not understand its place or its fan base or anything about their players, it feels like sometimes, than baseball. There's such a gap between the ownership of these teams and all those other people I just mentioned.
So I had a buddy of mine. He has two boys that play Major League Baseball. One guy is a center fielder for your Indians, Lindsay. A guy named Bradley Zimmer.
Guardians.
And another guy is a guy named Kyle Zimmer, who's a relief pitcher for the Royals. And I was out with him last night because he came for the birthday dinner. And I said, what are the guys telling you? Like, what's going on? And he's like, dude, I'm telling you right now, there's nothing happening. Like, the players talk to the reps and their union and everything. There is nothing going on right now. Baseball today was the announcement that they're going to cancel. Was it five games? So they're already starting to prepare for the eventual outcome, which is games are going to be canceled. And this is when pitchers and catchers should be reporting. Spring training should be starting.
Pretty sad stuff. It sucks. Hopefully they'll get this thing going, because the summertime, that's what you want to watch. So, all right, Cap, great job. Enjoy your intravenous drip tonight.
Well, thank you, and I'm going to go watch the Olympics. If anybody needs to, I'll be watching
the
Olympics.
Lindsay and Laura, great job. The young man, what is your name again? Will, great job as well. Thank you very much. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you el lunes.